This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, September 15th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Spending stalemate snags USDA bill. Stabenow defends farm bill focus. And Senate R's and USDA spar over IRA. USDA funding package stalls in Senate. A possible government shutdown is now just 2 weeks away, and things are going sideways on both sides of Capitol Hill. House Republicans continue to struggle to agree on a continuing resolution that's needed to keep the government open after September 30th. Meanwhile, the Senate was unable this week to get agreement to debate a package of three relatively non-controversial spending bills, and that includes the funding measure for USDA and FDA. Without that agreement, which is being blocked by some hardline GOP conservatives, the Senate would have to consider the bills one at a time, and Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York is unlikely to devote time to that. Amendment Watch. Senators continue to file amendments they want to see debated as part of the stall spending package. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas has filed one that would block USDA from finalizing new animal welfare standards for organic livestock and poultry. The Organic Trade Association called that amendment, quote, unjust and unwarranted, and part of an effort to dismantle the National Organic Program. Senator Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming filed an amendment that would ban the use of imported beef in school meals and would bar USDA from funding the promotion of cell-cultured meat products. House GOP to move budget resolution. The House Budget Committee is expected to consider a fiscal 24 budget resolution next week, but the measure may not offer much, if any, help to farm bill riders. To start with, there's no clear path for the budget plan to pass the full House, given that it would likely have no Democratic support, and Republicans are having so much trouble agreeing among themselves on annual appropriation bills. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania has been struggling to come up with new sources of money for the farm bill, and a number of conversations with Budget Chairman Jody Arrington of Texas earlier this year. But as of yesterday afternoon, Thompson hadn't been briefed about what's going to be in the budget resolution. Thompson told AgriPulse he would be concerned about including any new cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. I think it would be disrespectful only because we've already addressed SNAP in the debt ceiling agreement, he said. Now take note, we're hearing USDA could have an announcement as soon as today on use of Commodity Credit Corporation funding for market promotion and international food aid. The funding requested by leaders of the Senate Ag Committee could relieve some budget pressure on the farm bill. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Stabenow, farm bill should address all commodities. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan used an appearance before the International Fresh Produce Association to defend her efforts on behalf of fruit and vegetable growers. She said it's important for the farm bill to represent all of agriculture. We're hearing folks saying that commodities are the heart and soul of the farm bill. Hello. That affects 20 crops, Stabenow said, referring to crops covered by the commodity title programs. Crop insurance affects 130 crops, and in Michigan, we've got 300 different crops, most of them specialty crops, she said. She said her position is being interpreted that she doesn't see traditional commodities as important. Of course they are, she said, but agriculture is broader than that. Senate Ag R's raise concerns on IRA funding. The Senate Ag Committee's GOP staff has issued a report arguing that the conservation program funding in the Inflation Reduction Act is leaving out a lot of needs in farming country. The IRA funding is devoted to climate-smart farming practices. According to the GOP report, 51% of the funding USDA distributed through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program and the Conservation Stewardship Program in 2020 through 2022 was earmarked for practices that wouldn't qualify as climate smart. So it's clear that most of the practices farmers and ranchers are implementing to meet their conservation or sustainability goals will not be supported by the IRA funding, that report says. The USDA's take, quote, contrary to what this analysis tries to portray, funding through the Inflation Reduction Act is helping more farmers than ever adopt the most innovative and effective types of conservation practices, and the programs are so popular that demand remains higher than the amount of funding available. The assertion that these new streams somehow take away from existing Farm Bill programs simply doesn't add up. Those traditional funds are still available. Why it matters? Well, Republicans would like to bring the IRA funding into the Farm Bill, but they've got to get Senator Stabenow's support to do it. And she says there's strong demand from farmers for climate-related funding. Mexico GM corn case could be finished by April. Chief U.S. Ag Trade Negotiator Doug McCaleb says he expects that the U.S. case against Mexico's ban on GM white corn could be resolved as early as April 24. The panel that will handle the USMCA dispute is expected by sources to be announced any day. The panel for the corn case will be formed soon, and then the sides will be able to argue the case, McCaleb told reporters last night. China drives corn and soy trade into new marketing year. The new 23-24 marketing years for corn and soybeans began September 1, and Chinese trade drove much of the trade activity for the first week, that according to the USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. Chinese customers contracted to buy just shy of 174,000 metric tons of U.S. corn, that out of a total of 753,300 tons of export sales, as well as 295,500 tons of U.S. soybeans out of a total of 703,900 tons during the week of September 1st through 7th. Pacific Northwest Republicans criticize White House over Snake River mediation. A group of House Republicans from the Pacific Northwest are criticizing the Biden administration's mediation efforts in a court case over declining Snake and Columbia River salmon populations. The lawmakers say the administration hasn't allowed meaningful input from members of the region's agriculture, port, and energy sectors. It is unacceptable that the mediation negotiations are being conducted behind closed doors via private caucuses to craft concessions to plaintiffs without regard to the impacts to the region's ratepayers, the economy, or ensuring that the congressionally authorized purposes of the Columbia River system are met. That a statement from lawmakers in a letter to the Council of Environmental Air Quality Chair Brenda Mallory. Well, here's today's He Said It. There's nothing more American first than a good, strong farm bill that protects America's producers who, by the way, face a number of challenges that you don't face in other industries and direct threats that other industries don't necessarily face. That's Representative David Rouser, a North Carolina Republican, when asked on AgriPulse Newsmakers about the case for more farm bill spending when Republicans are pushing for cuts in government funding. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, September 15th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.